Hello, and thanks again for your call to our daily inspiration. Brother Jeff here, hoping to encourage you in God's Word. Let's go back and look at our scripture in 1 Corinthians 6:9. Let's continue looking at this list of evil that God has demanded we be free from, and that God is saying if we do such things, we cannot be partakers of His heaven. Know ye not, 1 Corinthians 6:9, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. As we continue looking at our list, the last one we looked at was covetous. And I said yesterday that coveting is desire, it's lust, it's a want. It is a scripture that basically says that if you are a covetous man, you should be disfellowshipped and excommunicated. It is one of the excommunication scriptures. I don't know that I've ever known of a man that was excommunicated because he was covetous. I know the word covetous is a very debateful word among people. Some people just think if you talk about something and wanting it, that's covetousness. As it says in Hebrews, let your speech be free without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. But covetous is more than just wanting. Sometimes what you have proves you're covetous. The Bible warns us that a rich man is strained to get into heaven. He gives us that illustration of the needle's eye and the camel passing through it. And he basically says it's easier for the camel to pass through the needle eye than for rich men to get to the kingdom of God. Covetousness. God, you're not enough. If I'm covetous, I usually say, God, you're not enough. I want you and this thing. Paul said, I would not know what it was wrong to lust if the scripture had not said, thou shalt not covet, one of the Ten Commandments. I want us to know today that we must be free from covetousness. We must be free from this sin of want and accumulation and getting all we can. It's just not God's way for us to be greedy. You know, to be greedy is to be covetous. To want a little more is to be covetous. So let's make sure that we don't be found covetous in the sight of God. The next verse, he says, no drunkard. Oh, I would trust that no one listening to me is addicted to alcohol. Alcohol is a wicked drug that it's not right to partake in any form of alcohol, in my opinion. I know that's debatable, but I've got a policy that if we don't take one sip, we'll never have to worry about that second. So I say that alcohol and fermented liquors and wines are deadly for the Christian to partake of. And the Bible says that if we're drunk with wine, wherein is excess, he said, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess. But God commands us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so we need to beware of the danger of alcohol. Alcohol is a coiled serpent. Proverbs gives us many warnings about not looking upon the wine when it is red, when it swirls in the cup. He said, at the last it stingeth. It biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. So another place, it's the poison of asp is what alcohol is called. The Bible says that when you drink alcohol, you utter perverse things and see strange things. So the drunkard is not going to inherit the kingdom of God. And many times in the Bible, the drunkard is labeled with the glutton. So let's beware that drunkenness is not just alcohol, but it is a form of overindulgence of any substance. And we must be temperate people. The Holy Ghost must rule in our life to be temperate, to control us, self-controlled. Then we go on to revilers. Revelers or revilers, here it says. And these are the party crowd, the loudmouth, sensational crowd that's just got to make a party out of everything, got to have a high spirited about everything. And it's just the way of the world. The world loves its own, and they love the loudmouth, high-tempered party spirit. And the Bible warns us that we are to be sober. We are to be just. We are to be temperate. We are how does it say it? It says that we are to redeem the time because the day is evil. We must be looking for the coming of the Lord and opportunities to glorify God in our life and our living every day. And the last one he mentions here is extortioners. The extortioners. Jesus spoke of this, about the Pharisees who devour the widow's house. And they were extortioners. Anytime you get money in an unjust way, it's a form of extortion. Or you trick someone out of gain, whether it be a money or an item or whatever. And we must be very honest and above board in all our dealings. We should never have dark corners or shady deals in any form. And it all goes back to that sin of covetousness. And we must be people that are known for exacting what we say we'll do and not being greedy for that extra dollar. We must learn to beware of extortion, devouring someone, taking advantage of someone because we know we can. And it says none of these people will inherit the kingdom of God. And in verse 11 goes on to say, and such were some of you. But you're washed, you're sanctified, and you're justified in the name of the Lord and by the Spirit of God. So God is clearly showing us that though you were lost, you can be found. Though you were wicked, you can be made just. And I'm excited about that because I can just share my personal testimony. I was nearly all of these in my former life. I was such a dark and dirty man, full of sin and wickedness, controlled by the flesh and the devil. And the kindness and love of Jesus came to me. The light of the gospel opened my heart. And I am washed now. And I am sanctified. And I am justified in the name of the Lord by the Spirit of God. And I'm free. I'm free indeed because Jesus set me free. And it's not just that I prayed a prayer and got those sins forgiven, but I can go through the day without committing these sins. I hate those sins, and I don't want any fellowship with them anymore. So you think on these things. These are good and wholesome to think on. And there's hope for every man that will come to Jesus. Will only hunger and thirst after righteousness will be filled. Bless your day. Seek the Lord while he may be found.